Chapter 38 General Assembly. According to the history books, though no one could really believe it, there had been a time when the old United Nations had 172 members. The United Planets had only 7, and that was sometimes bad enough. In order of distance from the Sun, they were Mercury, Earth, Luna, Mars, Ganymede, Titan, and Triton. The list contained numerous omissions and ambiguities, which presumably the future would rectify. Critics never tired of pointing out that most of the United Planets were not planets at all, but satellites, and how ridiculous that the four giants, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, were not included. But no one lived on the gas giants, and quite possibly no one ever would. The same might be true of the other major absentee, Venus. Even the most enthusiastic of planetary engineers agreed that it would take centuries to tame Venus. Meanwhile, the Hermians kept their eyes on her, and doubtless brooded over long-range plans. Separate representation for Earth and Luna had also been a bone of contention. The other members argued that it put too much power in one corner of the solar system. But there were more people on the moon than all the other worlds except Earth itself, and it was the meeting place of the UP. Moreover, Earth and Moon hardly ever agreed on anything, so they were not likely to constitute a dangerous bloc. Mars held the asteroids in trust, except for the Icarian group, supervised by Mercury, and a handful with perihelions beyond Saturn, and thus claimed by Titan. One day the larger asteroids, such as Pallas, Vesta, Juno, and Ceres, would be important enough to have their own ambassadors, and membership of the UP would then reach 2 figures. Ganymede represented not only Jupiter, and therefore more mass than all the rest of the solar system put together, but also the remaining 50 or so Jovian satellites, if one included temporary captures from the asteroid belt. The lawyers were still arguing over this. In the same way, Titan took care of Saturn, its rings, and the other 30-plus satellites. The situation for Triton was even more complicated. The large moon of Neptune was the outermost body in the solar system under permanent habitation. As a result, its ambassador wore a considerable number of hats. He represented Uranus and its 8 moons, none yet occupied, Neptune and its other 3 satellites, Pluto and its solitary moon, and lonely, moonless Persephone. If there were planets beyond Persephone, they too would be Triton's responsibility. And as if that was not enough, the ambassador for the outer darkness, as he was sometimes called, had been heard to ask plaintively, "What about comets?" It was generally felt that this problem could be left for the future to solve. And yet, in a very real sense, that future was already here. By some definitions, Rama was a comet. They were the only other visitors from the interstellar deeps, and many had traveled on hyperbolic orbits even closer to the sun than Rama's. Any space lawyer could make a very good case out of that, and the Hermian ambassador was one of the best.